You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/archers.
I was amazed so many people turned out. I thought Jill had overcatered wildly for the wake.
It was quite a spread, wasn't it?
But it all got eaten. Well, and now it's just those paper chains.
Do you need a hand?
No, I can manage. And I have to say, Alan's eulogy was just lovely.
It was nice, wasn't it?
Warm and funny. I had no idea he knew Bob Pullen so well.
He likes to do his homework for funerals. And that's what he's doing this afternoon for another funeral on Thursday. An old lady in Penny Hassett. Are you sure I can't help with that?
I can't get the drawing pin out. I'll just give it a yank. There we go.
Amy took our decorations down this morning.
The kids did the tree, but they chose to ignore the hard-to-reach bits. Anyway, tell me about this bloke.
My tenant? Well, he's the new herd manager for the Borchester Land Dairy.
Yeah, I knew that.
And his name's Rob Titchener. That's about all I know.
Married?
Yeah.
Children?
Not as far as I know. He sounds quite nice. Very well spoken.
Well, we can't hold that against him.
Hello!
Chip?
Oh, hiya!
Hello, Usha. I wasn't expecting you yet.
Well, Sasha's dad gave us a lift from the airport and he drives like a complete maniac. Is Dad around?
Oh, he and the boys have taken the Christmas tree down to the green.
Did you have a good time?
Fantastic. Best holiday ever.
And how's the skiing?
Wait till you see the photos. I'd really got the hang of it by the end of the week. And the nightlife. The party last night was just epic. I'm completely wrecked. Need to sleep for at least a week.
Uni in the morning.
Oh, don't remind me. Is the water hot?
Should be.
I absolutely must have a bath.
Welcome home, Bet.
Thanks.
The joy of teenage daughters. Anyway, I'd better make a move. Mr. Titchener will be wondering what's happened to me.
She was a neighbour of mine in Guernsey. Judith. Judith Morrison. You probably don't remember her.
No.
Anyway, she rang me out of the blue. A complete surprise. I haven't heard from her in years. And that was why I was, you know, a bit distracted when you came into the room.
Oh, no need to apologise. You did tell me you were expecting an important call.
Yes, yes.
But this friend, you say she rang out of the blue.
Yes. Oh, but that wasn't the important call. No, that was just Matt. Bit of business that had to be settled before the weekend.
Oh, I see.
But no sooner had I finished talking to him than Judith rang, which was lovely, but a total surprise.
How long since you've seen her?
Oh, goodness, years.
But she had your mobile number?
Yes. Well, she said she got it from one of my other Guernsey friends. It was lovely to hear from her mum. We were the greatest friends when I lived down there. Used to go out riding together quite regularly. She's a terrific horsewoman, Judith. It's funny how you lose touch with people, isn't it? Even people you've been quite close to.
Do you think we might stop for a cup of tea?
We've only been going for an hour.
Is that all? It seems a lot longer.
Mr. Titchener?
Mrs. Franks.
Oh, call me Usha.
Rob.
Well, very nice to meet you.
And you.
Have you been here long?
About an hour.
Oh, dear.
I made pretty good time coming up, but the man with the van has only been here about 20 minutes.
I meant to be here to greet you.
We've got most of the heavy stuff indoors already, the bed and the sofa and the dining table. I think I can leave him to bring in the rest of the boxes.
Okay.
Oh, it's just perfect.
Well, you like it.
It's delightful. Even better than the photographs.
Oh, I was very happy here.
Why did you leave?
I got married.
Ah.
Your wife's not with you?
No, not today, but she will just adore it.
It's very peaceful.
Yes, I noticed. No close neighbours.
Oh, does that worry you?
No, not at all. Quite the opposite. No one to complain about my music.
Oh, what do you play?
No, not playing, listening.
Oh, so do you normally get complaints?
Well, only from the Philistines who don't appreciate Primal Scream.
Oh, right.
Some people have no taste.
Hmm. Shall we go in?
Can I come in?
Oh, hi, Mum. I've brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, bless.
Are you getting on with your unpacking, then?
A bit of a mess, isn't it?
Are these all your dirty clothes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to put them in the machine?
Oh, no, I'll do it. I just can't quite summon up the energy at the moment.
Well, it really is uni in the morning, you know.
Stop it, Mum. It was such a glorious holiday. Wish we could have stayed longer. I was really getting good at skiing.
And the nightlife was brilliant. Yeah, you said.
Oh, maybe we could go back at Easter. Anyway, how are things here?
Oh, pretty much as they were before you went. I'm a bit nervous about tomorrow.
Why?
Oh, Alistair's coming over to do PDs, so fingers crossed a good number of the herd will be in calve.
Ready for the first block calving in the autumn?
I wake up in the night sometimes, worrying that I've lost the knack of insemination.
I don't think that's very likely.
Or maybe they sent me a duff batch of semen and not a single cow will be in calve.
Don't be daft. Anyway, I must give Spencer a call, see if he's up for a drink this evening.
I thought you were knackered.
Yeah, but...
And it is uni in the morning.
Yes, all right, I know. But I haven't seen him for over a week. Don't want him to think I've gone off him.
She's very difficult to buy presents for. You both are.
Well, I got her that copy of Dracula.
I know, but she'll have read it, surely.
Oh, it's a beautifully bound copy. You know what Jen is like about books.
What time are we supposed to go over tomorrow?
She just said supper. Sevenish, I should imagine.
So Rory will still be up then?
He'd have gone back to school, weren't he? Wasn't it today they were supposed to take him back?
Oh, yes, of course.
But I expect Alice and Christopher will be there.
And Adam?
Probably. Jenny likes to gather in all available children for her birthday.
Are we on the motorway for much longer?
No. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just find them a bit tedious.
Do you?
I much prefer the A roads. So you see all the little towns you pass through.
Well, at least we're covering the miles.
Yes. Oh, Judith!
What?
Dark hair, two little girls, live just along the road.
No, that was Celia.
Oh. Well, I remember so little about Guernsey.
Oh, well, he didn't visit very often.
So, which one was Judith?
It's not really important, Mum. You probably never met her. I only mentioned her because... Well, because I happened to be on the phone to her, you know, when you... I thought I'd been a bit rude to you, that's all.
Oh, my fault for barging in like that. I was in such a panic about my handbag. And it was under my bed all the time.
Yes.
I do hope Judith didn't think I was rude.
No, Mum. No, she was fine.
Oh, dear. That sofa really is past its prime.
It looks very comfortable.
A bit shabby, though. I didn't realise. Trouble is, all this furniture's been in storage since we went to Canada.
A couple of colourful cushions and no one will notice.
Good thinking. Now, can I get you a cup of tea? I discovered your splendid community shop while I was waiting for the van, so I've got tea bags and milk and some delicious-looking biscuits.
Oh, that would be lovely, thank you.
So all I need to do is find a kettle and some mugs.
Well, this box here is labelled kitchen.
Oh, that's a bit non-specific, isn't it? Oh well, got to start somewhere.
So, you've been in Canada?
That's right. Well, just over the border in the US first, 5 years in all.
What were you doing?
Much the same as I'll be doing here. I worked in a couple of large-scale dairy units and then for a milk processing company.
Back to farming now, then?
Yep. Ah, a set of measuring spoons, a rotary whisk, and, oh, what on earth is that?
I think it's a melon baller.
Every home should have one.
Well, perhaps you should try the other box.
No, hang on. There's something a bit more substantial down here.
So, why did you come back?
Not through choice. I adored Canada.
Well, whereabouts were you?
Quebec. It's full of... Oh, wonderful emptiness. Genuinely unspoiled, wide open spaces. And snowy mountains, brilliant for skiing. Aha, pudding bowls.
Getting warmer.
Do you think so? I'm not convinced.
So you didn't want to come back to this country?
Well, not really, no, but my wife's father had a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, a bit of a blow. But she's very close to her dad and wanted to be there to, you know, lend a hand. So we've been staying with her parents in Hampshire since we got back.
Right.
I shall go back down most weekends, probably, until the new dairy's up and running. Aha, now this looks promising. Yes, a mug.
Hooray!
And could this be another one? Yes, now all we need is some kind of receptacle for heating water.
Ah, oh. Pushcat.
At last.
Am I glad to see you?
I'm absolutely exhausted.
Oh, you poor thing.
The journey back was a nightmare. Why is there so much traffic on a Sunday afternoon? Mum was like a little kid. Are we nearly there yet?
Well, you're here now.
I need to get my bags out of the car.
Not now, you don't. I'll get them in a minute. Now, come on, take your coat off.
Okay, thanks.
So, not the nice, relaxing midwinter break you were hoping for?
More of a kind of endurance trial. I always knew my mother was a tough old thing, but honestly, Matt.
Yeah, you said about the steps up to the Abbey.
I thought that was going to be the death of me. And then yesterday we went for a jaunt across the Yorkshire Moors on a steam train.
Well, at least you could sit down.
Well, the weather wasn't very good, but Mum enjoyed it, though.
At least you were in the dry.
Until we got off the train and tried to find a taxi to take us back to the hotel, and I managed to step in a puddle so I had soaking wet feet. Oh, and by the time we finally found a taxi, I was frozen to the marrow and convinced I was going down with pneumonia.
Oh, you poor thing.
All the time, Mum was on top of the world. Honestly, Matt, she was incredible.
Well, you survived.
Oh, let me go off and get these shoes off.
Yeah, you do that. I am so pleased to have you back. I've been bald witless these past few days.
Have you?
Yeah, Christmas over, but nothing to do on the work front. I've been rattling around the house, not knowing what to do with myself.
Brenda came in, didn't she?
Yeah, for a couple of days, but she's not what you'd call company. I woke up yesterday morning, turned over in bed, expecting you to be there. I was so disappointed.
Were you?
Yeah, missed you something wrong.
Missed you too. Ooh, I don't think my feet are ever going to recover.
Well, you sit here by the fire for a bit.
Okay.
Then what do you say we go out to dinner this evening?
Oh, no, Matt.
You celebrate your own coming with a slap-up meal and a bottle of fizz.
Not tonight. All I want's a large gin, a long hot bath, and my own bed.
So, what do you think? Looking good so far. But I need some time to have a good look at the plans, now I'm here.
Yes, of course. But, look, I hope you're not going to suggest anything radical, though.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Moving the cubicles or anything?
No, no, no.
Well, good, good, because since we got all the footings in...
Not just the footings. We've made a lot of progress since you sent me those photos.
Ah, but you're the one with the experience of these sort of units,
In
so...
terms of layout and construction, absolutely no worries. It's looking great. But when we come to kitting it out, particularly for milking, well, let's say I've learned from other people's mistakes, so... I want to make sure we get it right from the word go.
Well, that's what you're here for.
Now, what about the anaerobic digester? How's that coming along?
Oh, pretty well, actually.
Let's take a look.
Yes, of course. Yes, it's over there.
Oh, that's good. It'll be well screened. And frankly, they're not objects of great beauty.
The potential as an earner is what's attractive to me.
Oh, yes. The joys of a subsidised sector. Yeah. One cheque for generating electricity and another for selling it to the grid. Where there's muck, there's brass, as we rarely say in Hampshire.
Farming can't hold a candle to the renewable energy sector when it comes to subsidies.
True.
And the beauty of this is you don't have to stick wind turbines all over the place. Long may it last.
And it helps with the PR. Mm. Lots of brownie points when you can big up the green energy side of your business.
Yes. Yeah, Adam's very interested in that side of things too.
Did you have much trouble getting the plans through?
Well, we had our moments. But the council could see the sense of supporting a scheme that would create wealth and jobs.
No pressure, then.
I just wasn't expecting you till this evening.
You don't mind, do you?
No, no, of course not.
I just had to get away.
From what?
Matt.
Oh, dear.
It's driving me potty.
What's she making?
Oh, just a few bits and pieces for this evening.
Mm, you're pushing the boat out, are you?
No, no, nothing special.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Hang your coat over there, can you?
Okay.
So, Matt has driven you out of the house, has he?
Not deliberately. I think he's been missing me the past few days and he's being rather excessively attentive.
Oh.
And now Christmas is out the way, he's planning all sorts of new schemes for Amside. And honestly, Jenny, I just can't summon up any enthusiasm at the moment.
Oh, can't you?
All I want to do is slump on the sofa with a hot water bottle.
Why? What's the matter?
Whitby.
Oh, didn't you enjoy it?
I have never been so cold.
Oh, Mum called me this morning and said you'd had a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah. Well, she had the time of her life. She really did. Revisiting all her old haunts, tramping the streets, whatever the weather.
Oh, no.
Oh, honestly, Jenny, I know that generation were brought up to be Spartan, but having discovered the joys of indoor plumbing and central heating, why do they feel compelled to revisit the awful discomforts of their youth?
Lillian. Oh,
spent an absolute fortune on a top-class hotel, and we hardly set foot in it except to sleep.
Oh. Can I come in?
Oh, Alice. Hello, darling. What are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Auntie Lillian.
Hello, darling.
Ooh, what are you making?
Ooh, quince and apple pie.
Oh, yum. Mm.
Oh, you haven't walked out, have you?
What?
Of your job?
Oh, no. No, of course not.
Well, after what you said last week.
Yeah, I've just got the afternoon off, that's all.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I was having a moan to Chris at the weekend and he said, much the same as you said, that I've got to give it time.
Hmm, well, sensible boy.
Is it not working out?
Oh, it's not that bad. It's just, it's not as interesting as I hoped it was going to be.
And she doesn't get on with her boss.
Oh, what's wrong with him?
Oh, he's a patronising git.
Right.
He just treats me like a schoolgirl. But apart from that...
He has given you the afternoon off.
Chris said to me, don't let him push you around. And I'd finished all the stuff he gave me to do last week, and I was twiddling my thumbs a bit, so I told him it was your birthday and I wanted to help prepare for your party.
Well, it's not a party.
So could I have the rest of the day off? And he obviously couldn't think of a reason to say no.
Good for you.
So here I am.
Did you remember to post off Nolly's birthday present?
Oh, yeah, all done.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Now, what can I do to help?
All right, no need to panic. In you come. That's it.
Adam?
Oh, hello.
Oh, I was hoping we might find you.
I was just moving some more of the lambs out from the yard.
Right, this is Rob Titchener.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you at last.
And you. Adam's in charge of the arable side at Home Farm.
Yes, I know.
Well, not strictly speaking.
We have spoken on the phone.
It's Debbie who's in charge.
Well, you're the man on the ground.
You've talked to Debbie, haven't you?
Several times. She's a fount of information. And she's very clear about what she wants.
Oh, yes.
She's been running a big dairy unit in Hungary for some years.
So I gather. And she's obviously very committed to this enterprise.
Do I sense a but?
No buts at all. Although it'll be a tough job for her to manage an outfit of this size from a distance.
Which is why we've got you. Look, I have to go and make a couple of calls, so can I leave you in Adam's capable hands for a while?
Yes, sure.
Okay with you, Adam?
Yeah, fine.
And bring Rob down to the house for a cup of tea later. Say hello to Jenny.
Yeah, haven't you met my mother?
Not yet.
Right, I'll see you in a bit.
Okay.
I do actually have to move a few more sheep out.
Oh, don't let me stop you.
But I can walk and talk at the same time.
Glad to hear it.
This way. So, what can I tell you?
Well, Debbie sent me an outline of the cropping plan for this year. Is that working out okay?
So far, so good. I mean, it's early days. And of course, last year was a bit of a disaster.
Oh, awful.
I thought we were never going to get the harvest in.
And how was your yield?
Well, not good. But at least we did get it all in, which is more than some people managed.
How about the autumn drilling?
Difficult. Even when you could get on it, it was so wet and cold that nothing could get a decent start. So a lot of it's looking horribly patchy.
Yeah, everyone's saying the same.
Even the new grass. But in some ways, it was a blessing in disguise.
How do you work that out?
Well, I was a bit dubious when Debbie suggested it wouldn't hurt to leave the areas where we were going to drill the maize and lucerne.
Right.
But as it happened, I probably wouldn't have been able to get the usual acreage of winter wheat drilled in time. So?
I see.
So all we need now is a reasonable spring.
That would be good.
Bit less rain and a few weeks of sun to warm the ground, so the new crops can get off to a decent start. and you'll get a full silage clamp come the autumn.
Dad?
Hello.
Are you going to come and have some tea, or do you want me to bring you a cup?
No, I'll come. I'm done here. I'll just send this email.
Adam's brought Robin to meet us.
And?
Yeah, he's rather lovely. Shame he's married.
Excuse me?
What?
Does Christopher know you're eyeing up other men?
Oh, no, I'm not interested.
I'm glad to hear it.
But this village is a bit short of available male talent.
Is it?
According to Amy.
I see.
So our Mr. Titch there might set a few hearts aflutter.
And how is Christopher?
Oh, he's lovely as ever. You'll see him this evening.
Oh, he's coming, is he?
Yeah, of course. And you know he's being featured in Borsetshire Live.
Well, there's fame for you.
Yeah. Well, I just hope it brings in some business for him.
Yes. Look, your mother said you were a bit fed up with this job of yours.
Oh, no. I was just having a bad day.
Is that all?
Well, it's not my dream job, Dad, but I'm lucky to have a job at all at the moment, aren't I?
With your qualifications.
So I really shouldn't complain.
Alice, I should have thought the world was your oyster.
I shall probably buy somewhere eventually.
Pass that to Lillian, will you, Adam?
Okay. In fact, I've been wondering if I can't persuade Mrs. Franks to part with Blossom Hill Cottage.
You like it that much?
Thank you, darling.
It's idyllic.
How do you take your tea, Rob?
As it comes, thanks.
And milk?
Please.
I was always very fond of Blossom Hill.
You're familiar with it, are you?
Oh, our mother used to live there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It belonged to my husband at one time.
Did it?
Yeah, when I first married Ralph. Don't you remember? And then after Ralph died, I owned it.
When was that?
Oh, previous life, darling. I never lived there, though.
There you are, Rob.
Oh, thanks.
And sugar's there if you want it.
So Blossom Hill Cottage has a long connection with your family.
Oh, yes.
I remember bicycling round there in the school holidays to visit Gran.
That's mine. I need to take this. Do excuse me.
So, how old is it, the cottage?
It's estate property when most of the land round here belonged to a family called the Lawson Hopes.
Does it have any ghosts?
Oh, bound to have.
Not as far as I know.
Oh, I would love it if it had a ghost. That would make it just perfect.
Ask Joe Grundy.
Joe?
Grundy. Yeah, he's the local ghost expert.
Well, I don't know that expert's the right word. Half of Joe's tales of the supernatural are a product of his imagination.
Well, I don't mind. A fictional ghost will do just as well as a real one.
So when will your wife be joining you?
Not sure exactly. Her father's ill at the moment.
Oh, there you are, Brian.
You all right, Rob? Jenny been looking after you?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, tea, Alice?
Oh, yes, please, Mum.
I've been hearing all about the history of my cottage. Oh. I didn't realise that Jennifer's mother lived there at one time.
Oh, yes.
And didn't Kate get into some terrible scrape?
Oh, don't remind me.
Kate?
My other sister.
How many sisters have you got?
Oh, just the three.
Have you got children, Rob?
No, not yet.
And William Grundy.
Oh, what a pair of tearaways they were.
They broke in and used it as a den after Gran moved out. Yes.
There you are, darling.
Oh, thanks. And didn't they unearth... Oh, what was his name? That GI boyfriend that Gran had during the war.
Well, talking of ghosts...
John, something or other.
Yeah. Yes, whatever happened to him?
I think Jack sent him packing.
Sorry, Rob, the history of our family is quite a tangled web.
No, don't apologise, it's fascinating.
Brian?
Thanks.
Aren't you going to cut your birthday cake, Mum?
Really, it's not a birthday cake.
Is it your birthday?
Yes, it is.
You kept very quiet about that.
Well, I've had quite enough birthdays for one lifetime. I've forgotten to bring a knife.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll go and get one.
Well, many happy returns anyway.
Well, thank you.
Now, of course I understand. I'm just so disappointed. It's the only thing that's kept me going this past week, the thought I'd be seeing you.
Oh, sorry.
Alice.
Sorry, I didn't realise you were on the phone.
Anyway, I'll see you later in the week. OK, bye for now.
Mum forgot to bring a knife to cut the cake. Are you OK?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... Oh,
you know. Best laid plans and all that.
Lillian's been so horrible this morning.
Why?
Oh, no idea. She was going on yesterday about how happy she was to be back home. You know, she went to Whitby with her mum.
Yeah, you said.
And for some reason, her good mood has completely evaporated. Anyway, this is my lunch break, so I thought I'd pop round and see how you're both doing.
Well, then I'll take your coat off and stop for a bit.
Oh, thanks, I will.
Vicky's been having a rest, so she'll be down in a minute.
Good.
I was just going to warm up some soup. Would you like some?
If you can spare it.
Ah, of course we can. We had a huge great pot full at the weekend. That's leek and potato.
Oh, lovely. And how are you, Dad?
Me? Fine. Absolutely fine. How's Tom?
Oh, you know, same as ever. Dog with two tails.
Oh, dear.
No, I shouldn't complain. He's every right to be pleased with himself at the moment. You know, he did these pre-Christmas hampers.
Yeah?
Well, they sold brilliantly. And his ready meals did well. So he's talking about expanding that side of the business now.
Is he going to manage that?
Oh, I don't know. It's just an aspiration at the moment.
Hmm.
You sure you're all right, Dad?
Yeah, of course I am. Well, you know, baby's due any minute, so obviously I'm a bit nervous. Only natural, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, Mike, those stairs. Oh, hello, Brenda.
Hiya.
What about the stairs?
Oh, it's nothing.
Come sit down.
Oh, it's not so bad coming down, but it's quite a palaver even myself up there. Oh, that's better.
Bethany making a presence felt, is she?
Oh, she's making it a bit awkward for me to do anything much at the moment. And I feel rotten leaving everything to your dad.
Oh, I don't mind.
No, I'm pretty useless right now.
But very decorative.
I look like an elephant.
Decorative elephant, then.
And even simple things like cooking defeat me.
What if you want me to help?
No, we can manage.
I'll willingly come round to cook a meal for you.
No, we're going over to Neil and Susan's this evening.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Mm. As long as young Bethany behaves herself and doesn't give me indigestion. Honestly, Brenda, I don't know what she's waiting for. Why can't she just get on and get herself born?
They do say that eating a really hot curry...
Oh, I've heard all the old wives' tales. Eat curry, eat pineapple, have lots of sex. Well, we've tried them all, haven't we, Mike?
Hmm.
I hope Vicky's all right with smoked mackerel.
Why shouldn't she be?
Well, some people get funny about certain foods when they're pregnant.
Hmm?
Remember what I was like when I was expecting Emma?
Oh, Red never going to be eating with us.
No, did invite them. Said to Emma they'd be very welcome, but she said they'd have their tea with the kids and then go and watch telly upstairs.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, it's up to them, Neil.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. This can go in the fridge for now. It's about time I was getting down to the post office.
I wonder why they don't want to eat with us.
Oh, I think they wanted a bit of time on their own together with the kids.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Afternoon, Mike.
Oh, hello. You're early, aren't you?
Yeah. I wondered if I could have a word before I get on with the milking.
Well, as long as it's a quick one.
No, but won't take a minute.
I don't like leaving Vicky on her own for too long at the moment.
Oh, I can understand that.
Let me just get these crates out of the way. Right, what can I do for you?
Well, the fact is, I've been going through my accounts for the past year.
Oh, don't remind me.
Trying to get them into some kind of order.
Got a mountain of paperwork needs sorting.
Yeah, and the fact is, to be honest with you, Mike, things have been a bit tight lately.
You don't have to tell me that, Ed.
No.
It's been a rough old year, what with one thing and another.
Yeah.
It was a time in the summer when I really thought we might go under, but we survived, didn't we?
Yeah, only just.
We're still here.
Look, the fact is, Mike, that I'm barely scraping by at the minute. And, well, looking at the figures, I realised things started to go wrong for me when you dropped the price of the milk, when you started paying me less.
Ed, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah, of course. No.
We were losing customers. The supermarkets had dropped their prices.
Yeah, but they've put them back.
I had to drop the doorstep price to compete, and it worked. Stop the rot.
Yeah, but part of what stopped it was the supermarkets upping their prices again.
They're still undercutting us.
Because when they tried to cut the price last summer, the dairy farmers all protested, remember? And they were forced to back down.
Look, Ed,
I know it's tough. Look, they had to put their prices back up. And for some farmers, it meant as much as 4 pence a litre.
You're surely not suggesting...
No, I'm not asking for anything like that, Mike. But even a penny a litre.
What?
Well, it would make all the difference to me.
You've got to be joking.
No, I'm serious.
I can't afford it. And what happens between supermarkets and their suppliers has nothing to do with us. That's a completely different business model.
That's not what you said when you cut my price. The principle's the same.
No, I'm sorry, Ed. It really isn't. And apart from anything else... Oh, Lord, you don't half-pick your moments.
What?
I've got a baby due any minute. I'm working all the hours God sends to support my family. The last thing I need is to jeopardise my business.
I'm not asking you to do that.
I'd be alienating my faithful customers.
I just thought that...
No, Ed, I'm sorry. I know things are tough for you. They are for all of us, but we're doing okay. We're getting by. So let's not mess with things, eh? Let's not rock the boat.
He's the new herd manager for the Home Farm Dairy Unit.
Well, there's no herd for him to manage.
Oh, no.
Place isn't even half built yet.
I'm only telling you what he said.
Wonder what he's going to be doing all day.
Get some glasses out, will you, Neil? Right. Make sure they're clean. Okay. Some of them have been put away smeary.
Wine glasses?
No, tumblers. I might have a glass of wine, but Vicky will be on juice. And I dare say you and Michael want beer.
Yeah, OK. So, did you speak to this fella?
Not as such. I was behind the post office counter. But he had quite a chat with Sabrina.
Oh, did he indeed?
She was serving in the shop and she was very impressed. Such a nice and polite young man, she said.
Mm-hmm. Young?
Well, mid-30s, I should think. His name's Rob Titchener. He's renting Blossom Hill Cottage.
Married?
He didn't say.
And Sabrina didn't ask?
Oh, but he's obviously just catering for himself. Because he only bought a small loaf of bread and he bought toilet rolls and washing up liquid.
Well, what does that prove?
Well, if he had a wife, she'd get that sort of stuff at the supermarket.
How do you know that?
Do you know how much we charge for toilet rolls?
Absolutely no idea.
Well, there you go then. Oh, hello, Ed.
Evening.
All right?
Yeah, fine.
Now, you do know Mike and Vicky are coming over this evening.
Oh, yeah, Em did mention it.
Oh, she said you'd have an early tea with the kids.
Yeah, well, we'll get out of your way, don't worry.
Well, you don't have to.
It's all arranged, Neil.
Yes, I know, but you don't have to spend the whole evening upstairs. Why don't you come down and have a drink?
No, honestly.
Or join us for coffee later.
We'll be fine. You have a nice evening.
Well, he didn't look very happy.
He doesn't, does he?
Even so, I feel a bit sorry for the lad.
Oh, come on, Mike.
I mean, it's been a difficult year.
Yeah, for all of us. But from the sound of it, he thinks you're raking it in at his expense.
No.
And you're not.
I'm sure that's not what he meant.
You're working all hours. I mean, you're doing Harry's round as well as the bottling.
Well, we've got Rosa doing more.
I know, but you still have to wade in.
Yeah.
And for heaven's sake, the old business could easily have collapsed if you hadn't dropped the doorstep price when you did.
I know. I told him.
So don't you go feeling guilty.
I don't. It's just... Oh, I know Ed and... I reckon him and Emma are struggling a bit.
Well, they're not the only ones.
I don't think it was his choice to move back with Neil and Susan.
Well, he can't complain about that. Living in that lovely great house.
Yeah, but...
Separate rooms for the kids, babysitters on hand whenever they want to go out. I'd say life was pretty comfortable for him and Emma.
Well, maybe...
And here's you doing your best, working your socks off to support me and little Bethany.
That's what got to me. Just when we're having to face up to big new responsibilities.
He should never have asked. I mean, the truth of the matter is, Mike, there wouldn't be a business at all if it wasn't for you.
Yeah, well, let's forget about it for now, eh?
Is Ed going to be there this evening?
I don't know. But if he is, not a word, okay?
And don't mention this to Emma either, but David and Ruth are looking for a new tenant for Rickyard Cottage.
Well, why shouldn't I mention it?
Because it was their home. And I know it was a pokey little place, but she loved it.
Yeah, but she'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, careful of those cushions, Neil. Huh? I've just plumped them
off. Oh, for heaven's sake. It's only Mike and Vicky coming over.
We said they got the decorators in next week. She'll probably notice them, won't she?
Hey?
Emma, when she goes over Brookfield.
Well, did they leave it in a state then?
What?
Rickyard, that David and Ruth are having to decorate.
No, of course they didn't.
Oh, that'll be them.
I dare say it just needs, you know, freshening up a bit.
Come in, on my way.
Hello, Neil.
Ah, come on in.
Evening.
Oh, it's nice and warm in here.
Let me take your coat.
Porter.
Ah, evening, Susan.
Oh, it's parky out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I brought you some chocs.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered.
It's only the village shop, I'm afraid. Don't get out much at the moment.
Hello, Susan.
Oh, Vicky, come and sit down. Oh, you look wonderful.
Doesn't she, eh?
Oh, absolutely blooming.
I feel like a great blubbery seal.
Hey, it was an elephant this morning.
And poor old Mike's having to wait on me hand and foot.
Well, look, if you ever need a hand...
We're managing.
What about when the baby comes?
Well, yeah, you will be going to the hospital.
Of course you will. I'm not giving birth on my own.
I've got a birthing plan too, don't worry. Rosa's okay to do the bottling by herself these days.
Oh, what about the milk round?
Oh, Jazza will cover that.
He'll do both rounds?
Yep.
But what about Tom's pigs?
Well, Tom knows the score. He said he's okay to manage without Jazza for a couple of days.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
That's what I thought. Didn't have to say yes, but he did. A very nice gesture.
Pity there are more like him, eh?
Vicky.
What?
Will Ed and Emma be joining us tonight?
Oh, no. They had their supper earlier.
Yeah, I tried to persuade them to at least come down for a drink with us, but they said no.
I'm not surprised.
They don't get much time on their own together.
Why do you say that, Vicky?
Do you know what Ed did this afternoon?
Not now, love.
Asked Mike to pay him more for the milk.
What?
Oh, no, he didn't, did he?
Well, I know he's struggling, but...
Yeah, he is.
But, I mean, talk about bad timing.
Yeah. Anyway, let me get you something to drink. What'll you have, Vicky?
And how was Pip's skiing trip? Did she have a good time?
Yeah, she loved it. Mind you, she arrived back on Sunday complaining how exhausted she was, and then almost immediately went off out with Spencer. We've hardly seen her since.
Haven't you?
Well, term started on Monday, but there's very little evidence of any work getting done.
I'll give her time.
Well, apparently the boyfriend has to take priority because she went on holiday without him and he might be feeling neglected.
Oh, sweet.
And she's still milking at Bridge Farm a couple of mornings a week, so when she finds time to sleep, I just don't know.
It's what you do when you're that age, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, I remember going whole weeks with practically no sleep and then just crashing out for about 2 days. She'll settle down.
Anyway, how are your lot?
Oh, you know, new term. Lily's happy, Freddie less so.
Oh, dear.
Actually, he's much better about it these days.
Yeah? How's the maths coming along?
OK, I think. Although he's got a test coming up, which he's obviously dreading.
But he's still having the extra tuition?
Yes, yeah, they're starting again this afternoon. And that's fine, he gets on brilliantly with Iftika. But he's still nervous about, well, you know...
Doing it on his own.
Yes. Yeah. Do you want some more coffee?
No, thanks. I'd better make a move soon.
I think I will.
I've got to do a bit of maintenance in Rickyard Cottage. We're hoping we can let it again.
It's not easy this time of year.
No, but we need the income. Last year was a bit tight even with the rent coming in.
I know.
Anyway, any progress on the conversion plans?
Still ground to a halt, really, because of Christmas. Mm. Although I had a chat with Clifford, you know, my accountant, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He's only just picking up on the plan, so there's nothing to report yet. But I've got an appointment with the bank in early February.
Elizabeth! I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, Roy.
I didn't realise that you were here.
No, it's right. It's time I was going anyway. Oh, how's your dad, by the way? Any sign of the baby yet?
Not yet, no.
You must be getting very bored with that question.
Not half as bored as Vicky is.
Oh, hello, Ed.
Oh, hiya. Am I on your way?
No.
I can easily take this upstairs
there's
if I am.
It's warmer down here. I was just going to make a coffee. Do you want one?
Yeah, thanks. That'd be nice.
What are you working on?
Oh, this is the accounts program I downloaded last week.
Oh, right.
Ruth helped me set it up and enter all the data. It's brilliant. See at a glance exactly what money I've got. Or rather, haven't got.
Makes life a lot easier, doesn't it?
Yeah. I wish I'd known about it before.
Yeah. Just make sure you keep it up to date.
If I'd had a system like this from the beginning, maybe I wouldn't have got into such a mess.
Well, you still have to make the decisions about what you spend and where you can make savings.
Yeah, but the decisions are much more obvious when you've got all the information on the screen in front of you.
Yeah.
Now I've got to grips with this programme, well, I've got to think about the other piece of software.
The herd management programme?
Yeah. Ruth really swears by it. Said she couldn't run their herd without it.
Well, she's the expert.
Yeah, I'm sure that she's right. I'd really like to get a hold of it, but it isn't free like this one.
How much?
Well, you wouldn't get much change out of 400 quid.
Ooh, dear.
But Ruth reckons it'd be worth it, just for the time it would save me, and that's really why I'm looking at my accounts. See if there's any way that I can scrape the money together.
Mm-hmm. And?
Can't see it, not at the minute.
It would be a business expense which you can set against tax.
Yeah, I understand that, but the cash just isn't there.
Well, since you're not paying rent...
Thanks to you.
I've told you, it's not a problem. But what I was going to say was, while you're here, while you're not paying rent, why don't you take a little bit less out of the business each month?
Well, I'd pay myself less.
Yeah, and use that extra few quid to buy this software.
Well, I could do that, I suppose. I still think that we should be paying you something, at least.
Ed, take it a step at a time. Get the business back in profit. And if this bit of software is going to help you get there, then that's what you should do.
Yeah, OK, thanks.
No problem. Well, one other thing, Ed. You know Mike and Vicky came over last night?
Yeah?
He said you'd had a chat with him yesterday.
Oh, he told you, did he?
Actually, I don't think Mike would have said a word. It was Vicky.
It's just, it's the first thing that Ruth picked up on. And ever since Mike reduced what he's been paying me, that's when business started to go downhill.
Yeah, I know that.
So she said that I should try and renegotiate it.
I know. There's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
But I didn't realise that you were going to go and do it this week.
Yeah, well, I thought the sooner I get it sorted, the better. But he wasn't having it. In fact, he was quite hostile, really. He seemed to think that I was well out of order for even bringing the subject up.
If you told me that that was what you were going to do, I'd have said wait.
Yeah?
Their baby's due any minute, and that's a big thing for Mike. Not just becoming a dad again at his age, but also... Look, you do know, don't you, that she's got Downs?
Yeah, of course I do.
And Mike really hasn't got room in his head for anything else at the moment.
Okay.
I mean, just try and imagine what it's like for him.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So if you leave it a while, till the baby's arrived and everything's settled down a bit...
Yeah, but the thing is, Neil...
Then ask him again.
I'm not sure that I can wait that long.
Hmm?
You know, for me and Em to make anything like a living out of this, the milk has... It's got to bring in a bit more, and if Mike won't pay it, then maybe I'll be better off selling to one of the big boys like David and Ruth do.
Are you sure? Because I'm not sure that's the answer.
Well, they're paying a lot better now, since last summer.
Well, not that much better. And besides, you've put so much into getting this business up and running.
Yeah, but if I can't support my family...
Yeah, I understand, but hang on for a month or two, eh? And then talk to Mike again.
The end of time.
Right, hang on.
Kenton.
Dave.
This had better be important.
It is, absolutely. I've just had a brainwave about Farmhouse Breakfast Week.
Farmhouse Breakfast Week?
Yeah. Can I borrow the Brookfield Yard Tractor?
What?
Well, just for a couple of days.
No, you can't. We use it all the time. Huh. Anyway, what's that got to do with Farmhouse Breakfast Week?
Well, it says farm, and I thought, we could park it outside the bull to tempt people in.
Kent, Clayton, the yard tractor is filthy. It's covered in slurry and it usually smells disgusting. It's not going to tempt anyone anywhere.
I could give it a wash.
No, absolutely not. Anyway, I'm halfway through replacing the silicone around a sink and I need to finish it before the wretched stuff goes off.
Well, how about some other piece of machinery?
Look, I'll probably come down the bull tonight. I'll think about it, OK?
I knew I could rely on you, Dave.
Guess what? We have sold our first Lower Loxley passport.
What? In January?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think we'd sell any till Easter at the earliest.
Oh, I know. A midweek school day in the depths of winter, who'd have thought it?
Who are these wonderful people?
Actually, they're regulars. I know them quite well. They like to come and stroll about in the grounds because they don't have a garden of their own.
Oh, good. Well, let's hope they spread the word.
I mean, as the regulars anyway, we'll probably make a loss on the deal.
Oh, you never know. They might come more often. More lunches in the orangery, more visits to the shop.
That's true.
Let's hope. Roy, have you had any more thoughts about the renaming ceremony for the Rare Breed Centre?
No, the Shire's Rare Breed Centre.
Yes, yes, I must start calling it that.
No, I think we've got it all under control.
It's not long now, is it? And I need to give the brewery a call, let them know the details.
Well, the press invitations are all ready to go. I'll send them out tomorrow and then do follow-up calls next week.
And we're doing refreshments, are we?
Yes, yeah, Lorna's organising that. A few choice nibbles, local cheese, pâté made from Tamworth pork, that sort of thing.
And wine?
It's Lower Loxley wine, of course.
Excellent.
Well, I'll just leave you to it, yeah?
Oh, hello, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. I'm just wondering if you can help me out.
Yeah, right.
Have you got any Czech tablecloths?
Alistair's been doing PDs.
Oh, right.
Well, that's a bigger job than this time last year. Now we're block carving in the autumn.
Looking okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we're pleased. Apart from that, things are very quiet.
Which is why you're down here.
Well, it's in case Ruth finds any more DIY for me to do. Any chance of some service up here?
Yeah, coming.
Yeah, I've been tidying up in Rickyard Cottage. We've got the decorators coming in next week.
Emma and Ed didn't leave it in a mess, did they?
No, they left it spotless. It's just looking a bit, you know, a bit tired. Anyway, how are things working out at Ambridge View?
Oh, okay. It's fine. Ed's really grateful for all the advice Ruth's given him.
Oh, well, she's glad to help. And she seems reasonably confident that the business can be turned round. Ah, at last.
I have just heard the weirdest thing.
Yeah, mine's a pint. How about you, Neil?
Yeah, please. According to Frieda, Burr is off to Liverpool next week with Jim Lloyd.
Yeah, that's right.
What? You know about it?
Yeah, Bert told me. Two pints of Shires, please.
And Joe Grundy and Susan's dad are going too.
Yeah.
What?
The four of them are going on a jaunt.
Yeah, but whatever for?
A midweek winter break, according to Bert.
Why Liverpool?
Why not?
What? Really bizarre.
You know, a man could actually die of thirst standing here.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Well, anyway, I don't suppose either of you know where I could source some gingham tablecloths, do you?
Ask Elizabeth.
Well, I did. She was less than helpful.
What do you want gingham tablecloths for?
It's farmhouse breakfast week. I want to create a sort of farmhousey feel in the pub. No, just in the mornings, you know.
Oh, can't help you, I'm afraid.
Czech tablecloths, baskets of eggs, pitchforks, milk churns, you know, that kind of thing.
Sides of bacon hanging from the rafters.
Oh, yeah, that's an idea. I wonder if Tom's got one he could lend us.
That was meant to be a joke.
Oh, and I want to have something outside, you know, like a tractor.
No, you are not having our tractor. You can borrow something else we're not using.
Muck spreader?
Now, I was thinking more in terms of, you know, I don't know, harrow, something like that.
Yeah, great.
As long as you can guarantee that kids aren't going to jump all over it and use it as a climbing frame.
You have my word.
For what that's worth.
When you say baskets of eggs.
Yeah, I know. I need to get my order in with Hayley. Oh, and who would have an old milk churn?
Nah, can't help you that.
Oh, what about Mike? It's the kind of thing they might still have at Grange Farm, isn't it?
Oh, I shouldn't go bothering Mike just now if I were you. He's got rather more important things on his mind.
Lillian!
Paul!
Oh, darling.
Oh,
Oh, it's just so much.
3 weeks.
Mm. Oh, it's felt like 3 years. Oh, come on. Let's go inside.
Trying to have a conversation with Morris at the moment is like talking to a brick wall.
What's his problem?
I don't know. But there's nothing like a long morning of silent sausage making to focus the mind.
On what?
The future.
Ah. Oh.
Well, you know I've been pondering where to take the business next.
Uh-huh.
I can't let the grass grow.
So what are you going to do?
The more I think about it, the more convinced I am that the gourmet ready meals are the way forward. So, I need to increase production.
Right. How are you going to manage that?
By taking on another unit at Sawyer's and setting up my own processing unit.
But you haven't... Where are you going to get the meat from?
I'll buy it in.
What?
Then I can make enough to be a serious contender to supply supermarkets and specialist food outlets.
Have you forgotten what happened last time you got involved with the supermarket?
No. No, of course not. That's the one thing that's been making me hesitate. I've been over and over the figures. Scaling up like this is the only way to make Bridge Farm a serious business.
Cheers, my darling.
Oh, this is the life. Lying in bed with you and a glass of champagne.
Well, and if this isn't worth celebrating, I don't know what is.
You know, I was utterly desolated when you rang on Monday.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my darling.
Thought you'd gone off me.
Oh, Lillian, how could you think such a thing?
Well,
I've got a major problem on my next project. I'd call in the architect and the client for a meeting. I couldn't just say, sorry, I've got to go to Fawcett Magna. My lover awaits.
Well, I forgive you. Just this once.
That's the point, Bren. I know there is a market. The way sales have taken off this past couple of months has convinced me.
Because of Christmas. It's a specialist seasonal market.
No, it's more than that. I really believe that the time is right, and I've got to go for it. If I don't, I can end up like my dad.
What?
Physically and mentally worn out and stuck in a rut.
That's not very fair.
It's true, though. That is so blinkered. So caught up with the minutiae of farm life and the way things have always been done.
Oh, come on, Tom.
He simply can't see the bigger picture.
That is so not true. Your mum and dad were pioneers.
30 years ago, maybe.
They had the vision to go organic at just the right time, and then to go ahead and buy the farm.
And what have they done since? Not to mention E. coli.
Which wasn't their fault. It was just horrible bad luck. Up until then, they had a really thriving business.
It was steady at best. And it's hardly thriving now, is it?
You're going to have a hell of a job convincing them, Tom.
Oh, Lord. Look at the time.
They are going to worry like mad.
I need to run. Morris will be wondering what's happened to me.
They'll see a real risk that you'll neglect the core business. You know they will.
You're not hearing me, Bren. What I'm proposing will be the core business of the future. We can't just carry on doing the same old, same old.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, Dad.
This is a nice surprise. Didn't expect to find you two here.
I've got to go, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't let me drive you away.
Oh, no, duty calls. We'll talk about this later. Yeah, Bren?
Okay.
I'll see you.
And don't forget your mum's birthday tea.
I won't.
You all right?
Yeah, fine. How are you? How's Vicky?
Oh, she's having lunch with Linda, so I'm left to my own devices.
Well, this is what Clary says. Jim Lloyd is driving up to Liverpool.
Whatever for?
Fun, I suppose. A jaunt for the oldies.
They didn't invite me.
You're not an oldie.
But I feel like one.
You're still a working man.
And I could do with a holiday.
So could I.
It's no wonder this gutter was overflowing.
What are you doing?
It's completely clogged up with debris.
Don't lean over so far.
There we are. That's better.
Thanks very much.
Oh, sorry. Did that hit you?
Lucky I put a hat on.
Right, coming down.
Now you've put the idea in my head.
What idea?
Going away.
You want to go to Liverpool?
No. But the weather's been so dreary lately, I wouldn't say no to a bit of winter sun.
I thought on Tuesday something was up with you.
Oh, it's nothing really, sir.
What?
I feel a bit of a wimp admitting it. Thing is, Vicky's always assumed I'm going to be there with her during the birth.
Of course.
And the whole thing...
Yeah?
I'm just so nervous, Brenda. Oh, no, it's pathetic.
No, it isn't.
I really want to do the right thing and be there for Vicky. And now there's a lot more important things to worry about.
Like she's the one that's got to do it.
Exactly. But then for us there's, you know, whether the baby's going to be okay and everything. I just don't want to let her down.
You'll be fine.
Reckon?
Yeah. And you've coped with so much already. You've been the most brilliant support to Vicky.
Oh, I don't know.
Would you like me to be there?
Would you? Oh, Brenda, that would be wonderful.
I will then. You just give me the call when the moment comes.
Oh, I will.
But I'll just be there as backup because you'll be fine. I know you will.
So, we just finished our fish and chips.
Outside on the seafront, our newspaper.
Exactly.
I remember.
And all I wanted to do was get myself back into our lovely warm hotel. Mm. But Mum notices this old chap walking his dog. And of course, it's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. So, she stops to chat to this old chap about the dog.
Oh.
So, then we had a good 15 minutes of... Well, I think I can only call it flirting.
While you and the Staffy stood about.
Exchanging jaded glances. Oh, honestly, Paul, I've never felt such profound empathy with a dog.
That's the great thing about terrible holidays. They make much better stories than the good ones.
Well, I'm not sure it's worth all the pain.
So you don't recommend Whitby, then?
I'm sure in the summer it's delightful.
Yeah, but in early January...
Oh, the hotel was lovely, but I wasn't allowed to enjoy it.
Talking of hotels.
What?
Can you stay?
Stay.
Tonight. It will be such bliss to wake up with you in the morning.
I told Matt I'm checking out a property.
Couldn't you make out some excuse?
It's too risky. Sorry.
Yeah, some other time.
Yeah. And you're still going to be here in the morning, are you?
Yeah.
I'll come back. Can at least spend a couple of hours together before you go home.
And Pip was late again this morning.
Should I light the candles on the cake?
Yes, why not?
I was just about to phone Morris to tell him I'd be late when I saw her car turning into the yard.
And what was her excuse?
Obviously been on the razzle last night.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, the cake looks lovely.
Has Henry calmed down?
Helen will sort him out, don't worry.
Oh, such a little angel when he was a baby. Anyway, that's the tea made.
There, now you've got to blow them out.
Before I do, Tom... Dad and I have got a favour to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
We'd like to go on holiday.
Only for a week. But it would mean you and Helen having to manage everything.
Oh. When?
We found a really good deal for a week in Gran Canaria.
Oh, fab.
In a month's time.
So, February?
It'd be away for my birthday.
What do you think?
Oh, go for it.
Is that okay, Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I'll have a word with Trevor and see if he can do the rest of the afternoons.
And if he can't?
It's only a week, Tom.
Yeah, all right, I know. It's just, if I can't rely on Pip in the mornings...
Oh, come on, just because she overslept once.
And then I'm having to do afternoons as well.
1 week, that's all.
It's just, there don't seem to be enough hours in the day as it is.
For what?
For Tom to roll out his plans for world domination.
What? You may mock, Brenda, but the next couple of months are going to be crucial. I've got to get the timing right.
Not now, Tom. It's your mum's birthday. Come on, Pat. Blow out your candles and make a wish.
It looks wonderful.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with it. More to the point, so's the vicar.
Remember when I turned up here, pretending to see how Daryl was getting on?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's also finished. The last bit of scaffolding will be coming down tomorrow, and well, that'll be it.
So you won't have any reason to come up here?
Oh, I'll always have a reason.
But you won't have an excuse?
No.
What are we going to do?
I wondered if maybe you could come and stay with me in Watford.
In your house?
Well, don't say it like that. It's a perfectly nice house.
But don't you have neighbours?
I'm a single man. I'm allowed to entertain a lady friend, surely.
Yeah, but what would be my excuse for going to Watford?
It's practically London. You can say you're going to visit your son.
Yeah, I suppose so. But now his leg's so much better. Well, there's Leone there.
You don't actually have to go there.
Yeah, but Matt knows how I feel about Leone.
Well, OK, not James. You're visiting a friend. A girlfriend, someone you used to know.
Oh, leave it with me. I'll think of something.
Hello?
Morning, Matt.
Peggy.
Is Lillian there?
No, she went out first thing, didn't say when she'd be back.
Oh, dear. She's supposed to be driving me to the Laurels.
What, this morning?
No, this afternoon. Oh, I hope she hasn't forgotten.
You were just ringing to remind her, were you?
Well, no, I wanted her to help me with something. It's really not important.
Anything I can do?
It's just my porch light. The bulb seems to have gone, and I can't get up there to change it.
Well, I'll come over.
Oh, no, really, Matt. It's not all that urgent.
No, give me 10 minutes, OK?
By the way, did you hear back from Rich?
Oh, yeah. Did I not tell you? He sent me an email to say thanks for the present.
And has he done it yet, the snowboarding session?
No, not yet. Sounded like he was really looking forward to it, though. Right, can you turn this off for me?
Yep, OK.
Cheers. Oh, what's Henry up to?
Covered in mud, no doubt.
Trying to figure out how to open the gate by the look of him.
Only a matter of time before he works it out. Yeah. He's already got the hang of door handles.
Ah, bright boy.
I can't turn my back for a moment. Anyway, farmhouse breakfast week.
What about it?
You were going to get a permit to park the burger van outside the shop?
Mm-hmm. All done. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there first thing in the morning on the Monday, dishing out hot porridge and bacon butties to people on their way to work.
I hope it works.
Well, you don't sound convinced.
No, it was a great idea.
Yeah, it should kick-start the week for you. Oh, yeah, that reminds me. I must give Kenton a ring. They're making a big thing of farmhouse breakfast week at the Bull.
Are they?
But, as usual with Kenton, he's a bit vague about what he needs in the way of bacon and sausages.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Morning. Everything all right, Tom?
What?
With the milking?
Yeah, no problem. I'm more or less done here.
But actually, Dad, can I ask you a favour?
Yeah, sure.
Could you possibly look after Henry for a couple of hours this afternoon?
And Rowan?
Nope, no Rowan today. She's got a nasty cough, so Sarah's staying at home with her.
Ah.
Only I really need to get a new batch of cheese on the go, so I thought since I haven't got Rowan, maybe I could have an hour or two in the dairy.
Yeah, sure, that'll be fine.
Great. Oh, dear. All right, Henry, I'm coming.
He always seems to find the muddiest bit of the yard to fall over in, doesn't he?
You were just the same.
Was I?
Yeah, all three of you. Got to eat a peck of dirt, that's what they say.
All right. Anyway, I'd better get down to the pigs.
Before you go, Tom.
What?
I've been thinking about what you said yesterday.
What did I say?
You're finding the milking such a chore, aren't you?
No. Well, it's not the milking as such.
It takes up too much of your valuable time.
It is a bit frustrating.
Time when you'd rather be doing other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think it's time I got back in the saddle.
You?
Oh, don't say it like that. I'm perfectly fit now.
Are you sure?
Yeah, never better. But I really don't feel as if I'm pulling my weight on the farm. So, how about I think about taking over a couple of mornings?
Well, I mean, that would be brilliant, but have you discussed it with Mum?
Not yet, no. But I will. It's just a matter of finding the right moment.
This is so kind of you, Matt.
Well, we can't have you tripping over your front steps in the dark.
Where is Lillian today?
Oh, we got some builders in on one of our developments. And she reckons they're skiving off.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she went out at the crack of dawn to check up on them.
The crack of dawn? That doesn't sound like her.
No, I reckon that's your influence.
What?
Well, I don't know what you two got up to in Whitby, Peggy.
Oh, we had a wonderful time.
Yeah, but she's been in a bit of a funny mood ever since she got back.
I think I probably tired her out. We had a busy few days.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But such fun. I'm so glad we went.
Right, that's the front cover off.
Oh, well done.
If I can give that to you to hold.
I got it.
While I get the old bulb out. Now, is this a screw fitting or a bayonet?
It's a screw fitting. I bought two bulbs last time it went.
Doesn't seem to want to shift.
Oh, dear.
Ah, yeah, that's got it. Now, if you give me the new bulb...
Here.
Thanks.
It's funny, isn't it? I found Whitby so invigorating. Came back feeling 10 years younger.
Must be all that sea air. Right, that's your bulb in place. Do you want to try turning it on before I put the cover back?
Right you are.
And there was light.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Matt.
Cup of tea for you.
Oh, thanks, love.
Will you be okay with Henry?
Yes, of course I will. Helen took him out for a good run around after lunch. So, with a bit of luck, he'll be quiet for the rest of the afternoon.
I wouldn't bank on it. But I do need to get back into the dairy for an hour before Clary goes home.
Oh, that's okay.
If he gets really overexcited, there's always CBeebies.
Yes, I know.
And if he gets too much for you, give me a call.
Pat, will you please stop treating me like an invalid?
Sorry.
I fed and strawed down all the stock this morning. And I don't feel in the least bit tired.
Yeah, OK.
In fact, I was saying to Tom only this morning, I really think
Oh, Henry, what have you done?
I'll see to him, Pat. You go and sort out the dairy. Now, go on. Now, Henry, what are you making such a big fuss about, eh?
I was worried you'd forgotten.
Well, I was only 5 minutes late.
I rang this morning, but Matt said you were out.
So?
Well, I was worried, that's all.
Mum, I drive you to the Laurels at least once every week. When have I ever forgotten?
He said you'd gone out really early.
We've got some new builders working on one of our properties, and they're proving a bit unreliable, so I went out early to check up on them.
What did you find?
Nothing. You know how it is with builders.
Not really, no.
Well, they can never turn work down. So often as not, you find they've got another job on the side. Oh, damn it. Sorry.
I was telling Matt all about Whitby.
Were you?
He said you've been in a funny mood since you got back.
Funny mood?
Well, that's what he said.
Well, I've been busy, that's all. Trying to catch up on work. Everything rather ground to a halt over Christmas, and now I'm having to pick up all the loose ends.
I didn't tire you out then.
What?
In Whitby.
No, of course you didn't.
I enjoyed it enormously.
Well, that's all right then.
But Matt seemed quite worried about you.
It's not like you to have lengthy conversations with Matt about the state of my health.
No, but he came over to fix my porch light.
What?
Well, that was why I rang you. I needed someone to change the bulb for me.
Couldn't it have waited till this afternoon?
Well, yes, of course it could. But Matt insisted on coming over.
Did he? That's nice of him.
How are you doing?
Just put the rennet in. Is Clary gone?
Yep. We've done for the day. For the week.
Well, I'll give this a good stir and then I can leave it. Finish off when Henry's in bed.
Okay.
I had a chat with Tom this morning.
Oh, yeah?
He was complaining again.
About being overworked?
Well, not complaining exactly. But, Mummy, he's obviously a bit stressed at the moment.
Yeah, I got that impression yesterday.
He wants to get on with developing his side of the business.
I know he does. And I do feel a bit guilty.
Do you?
Well, we've come to depend on him so much. And you as well.
Oh, I haven't done half of what Tom's done.
Oh, you've both been wonderful. And not just since Dad's been ill. It really goes back to the E. coli. There were times when I thought we couldn't possibly pick up the pieces after that. But we did. Mm. Mainly because of you and Tom.
I wish I could do more. But with Henry in the shop...
Oh, they've got to be your priority.
Keeping things going on the farm's rather landed on Tom's shoulders.
And he's been absolutely brilliant, especially since Dad started to get better. Tom's managed to delegate stuff to him that isn't too taxing.
Like the veg boxes.
Mm. So he does feel he's making a contribution.
Without completely crippling himself.
Exactly.
But I do get the feeling Tom's starting to feel the strain. It's particularly the milking.
He's never been that keen on milking, has he?
No. Always preferred pigs to cows.
But he does it, bless him. And I'm so grateful.
Ah, I was just making a cup of tea. Do you want one?
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Thanks.
So, how was Jack?
Oh, you know, same as ever.
I don't know how your mum keeps it up.
What?
Visiting him week in, week out, when he's not really there anymore, just this strange old man who happens to look like Jack.
I suppose. When you really love someone.
I went round there this morning, did she tell you?
Yeah, she said. That was really sweet of you.
Oh, didn't take half an hour. And I was afraid she might have a go at doing it herself. She's such an intrepid old bird.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
She was telling me about Whitby. Her version of events is a bit different from yours.
Is it?
Well, you did the same things, obviously, but she seems to have had a whale of a time.
Despite the lashing wind and the pouring rain. Although, as someone said to me the other day, terrible holidays make much better stories than good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember in my misspent youth going on a jaunt to Amsterdam. One of me mates fell in the canal and nearly drowned. Then I had me pocket picked and lost all me money and me ticket home. Dined out on that story for months afterwards. Hey, I missed hearing you laugh.
What?
Well, you haven't been a happy bunny this past week.
Matt, I'm sorry.
No, I've been worried about you.
Well, I did find Whitby exhausting. And this week, having to get back into work and everything.
Never mind. The weekend starts here. There's your tea.
Thanks.
You put your feet up and let me look after you.
Oh, now that will be lovely.
I've stocked up on gin and chocolate, and if you don't feel like going out, I've got a brace of pheasants we can bung in a casserole with a bottle of wine.
That sounds utterly lovely.
Good.
There's just one thing. I've promised to go down to London on Saturday night.
What?
Sorry to leave you again so soon, and I really don't want to, but I had a call from this old friend of mine, Judith Morrison. We used to be neighbours in Guernsey, and she rang me out of the blue to say she's going to be in London for a couple of days, and could we meet up? And I would call her and cancel, but this is pretty much the last opportunity I'll have to see her, because she and her husband are moving to Dubai.
Oh.
You don't mind, do you? I mean, I won't leave until late on Saturday.
I was looking forward to our weekend. Just the two of us.
Sorry, Matt. I'll make it up to you. Promise.